When Cole Slayton walked back into the room, Jesse was holding the photograph of Celine in his lap so that it was facing out. Cole's face reddened. "Hey, who told you you could go through my things? Just because..." "This is my copy," Jesse said, and then explained about how Connor Kavanaugh had seen the photo in Cole's room at the hotel. "Connor wasn't prying, but he had to pack up your stuff and thought it was weird that you were carrying around a photo with me in it. If you were in his position, you would think so too."
"I guess."
"Celine was your mom?" Cole looked angry and pleased all at once. "You remember her name?"
"I remember more than her name. She was great."
"If she was so great, why'd you break up with her?" Jesse didn't answer directly.
"You know, there's been a lot going on in town since you got here. I'm not blind. Yeah, I've been paying attention. So I've been occupied with that. But I was also wondering why you were carrying around a photo of me and your mom from so long ago. I meant to ask you about it, but you were either sleeping or at work before we could talk."
"You didn't answer me about why you broke up with her."
"That's just it, Cole. I didn't break up with her. She broke up with me."
"Bullshit."
"No, it's not. Lying here, I've had time to think about it and to remember. We went away for a weekend on Catalina Island, and your mom made a big thing about dinner on Saturday night. She booked us at a nice restaurant and got really dressed up. That wasn't usually her style or mine, but it seemed important to her. Things went sour right away because there was a family with young kids at the next table. And I guess I said some stuff about never wanting to get married or have kids. She barely spoke during dinner, and when I woke up the next morning, she was gone."
"Get out of here."
"When I got home and called her, she said she realized that there was no future for us, and that it was stupid for us to continue seeing each other. That's the truth. Believing it or not, that is up to you."
Cole was angry. "You didn't think to ask her why she changed her mind so fast?"
"I took her at her word. She was right. I didn't want to get married, and I didn't want kids. Now I realize what that dinner was all about. She was pregnant, and she wanted to tell me."
"With me?"
"Yeah."
"Why didn't she tell me after you were born? I would have done the right thing."
Cole laughed.
"That's funny. That's what Mom always said about you. That you always made a big deal about doing the right thing. And just so you know, she did try to tell you, but you were married by then to some blonde woman, and she didn't want to screw up your life."
"I'm sorry."
"About me?"
"Never. I want to be your father, if you'll let me." Jesse put out his right hand.
"You don't want to take a DNA test and make me prove it?"
Jesse shook his head. "Only if you want one. From what I hear, fathers and sons need to trust each other."
Cole took Jesse's hand and squeezed it, with 2 decades plus of longing and anger. For Jesse's part, it was all he could do not to cry.